Oakley, Talk Radio, AM 640.
Frankly, I'm outraged by the Supreme Court and the court ruling 10 years ago, which now means that we have again this message that normalizes a drug where there is no clear clinical evidence that it is, quote unquote, a medicine.
That's Ron Ambrose yesterday, Health Minister, in light of or wake of the Supreme Court ruling, unanimous ruling that says medical marijuana doesn't just have to be smoked, the dried permutation. What it is derivatives now, tinctures, oils on salads, maybe baked into brownies or cookies, all good to go because otherwise it would be unconstitutional to force somebody to compromise their health by just smoking the stuff. So since we've already granted special dispensation in cases of medical marijuana, the law seems sound, but she says this stuff hasn't been vetted. There's nothing that says we've got to turn a drug into a medicine until it's vetted by the protocols of other things that, you know, are pharmaceuticals. So, some people clicking their heels saying the judges got it right. Obviously, Ron Ambrose and the government saying they didn't. She's livid, or outraged, I guess was the word. Somebody who seems to be happy about this development, David Posner. He's the CEO of Nutritional High. It's Canadian-based, but they manufacture in the U.S. of Hey, David, good to have you on the Oakley Show. Good morning.
Good morning, John. How you doing?
I'm all right. I guess you're having your own little high this morning based on that ruling yesterday. Pretty happy about it, aren't you?
Yeah, we're ecstatic about the ruling.
Okay, well, tell me about Nutritional High. I mean, you're Canadian-based, but you manufacture in the States?
Yes, we're Canadian-based, and we were the first publicly traded company. We're under the symbol NHL that focused on the U.S. market and focused on making marijuana oils and extracts and marijuana edibles. Our company focuses on making products that have a 4 to 6 month shelf life, so chocolates, hard candies, gummies, and now drinks.
Okay, so because otherwise you would have been, I guess, selling this stuff in Canada would have constituted trafficking. I guess this was where this whole thing originated out in B.C. with a baker who had baked goods with marijuana in it, and he had run afoul of the law until all the various levels of courts upheld his right to do so, including yesterday the Supreme Court. So this opens the field widely for you in Canada, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and we're going to see how Health Canada and how they apply this ruling, Health Canada, with the MMPR system that's in place for medical marijuana. But this is the first step, and it's an exciting step. And listen, the truth of the matter is, you know, everybody should have the right to different delivery systems. And when people are ill, when people have cancer, when people have MS, so many of them don't want to smoke. So for them to be able to have a drink or eat a candy or eat a chocolate, it's such a simple way for them to intake the product, and it's a tasty way at the same time.
All right. You mentioned the MMPR. That's the Marijuana for Medical Purposes Regulations. So
yeah.
It is an area that is regulated, even though the health minister yesterday said marijuana is not subjected to the same regimen of testing, clinical trials, and all the rest as drugs are. So tell me about this MMPR that came into force in June 2013, where marijuana is not an approved drug or medicine, yet it is dispensed for medicinal purposes.
And you know what? Health Canada has extremely high standards. They have the highest standards. And I'll give you the example. They, you know, on the U.S. side, Health Canada standards are so much higher, you know, for the growing of the marijuana and just the focus on the lack of mold, the lack of mites in the product, which are little bugs that can get into the product, you know, pesticides that are used, et cetera. So they have extremely high standards, but, you know, this is it's become, you know, where Canada is, you know, the standard for marijuana growing.
Well, where are you getting your marijuana for your products?
Well, we're just building out in Colorado. We just got our Illinois license. But what happens is we get our products from licensed growers in those states, and then we take our product, and it goes into a CO2 extractor, which is basically a large juicer. 6 hours later, the product comes out as an oil. The oil is the foundation and the base of all the products. So from this, we can make, you know, everything from drinks to even a can of pill.
Now, you say licensed manufacturers, which is what we've got in this here in this country. Apparently, licenses would have to be granted by the government. They would regulate it to that extent. But somebody questioned earlier this morning, the THC content or the active ingredient that gets you high, do you extract that? What do you think would happen with this whole movement to see deregulation and even legalization if medical marijuana didn't have that active ingredient that got people high? Would they still want marijuana to treat their illnesses?
And you know what? It's an interesting question. And right now, we have the capacity, you know, with our in our extraction, where we can actually screen out the THC in the product. And there's also a variety of different strains that have little to no THC. We're presently coming out with a line, and it's a cannabinoid line, CBD, and it's going to be extracted from the hemp stock. So it's from the hemp plant itself, and it gives you the medicinal benefits of marijuana without the psychoactive effect. And in the U.S., it was actually illegal, and now we're just looking at the legalities in Canada, but you can actually ship it to all 50 states as long as it has less than a 0.03 THC count, because even the hemp plant has the tiniest, sometimes minutes, the strains have a minute amount of THC, but we can also screen that and take the THC out of the hemp.
All right, so you're going to be street legal here in Canada with the ruling by the Supreme Court yesterday, but this is only for medical marijuana purposes. Some see it, including Ronna Ambrose, as the normalization of the use of the drug and to its widespread use, and they're trying to deter that and use the, I guess it's the health screening card playing against this, that it isn't, you can't turn a drug into a medicine, but it seems like for all intents and purposes, we've already done that with, as you say, the marijuana for medical purposes regulations. It's kind of seems to me like almost a contradiction here, but we'll have to wait and see what goes on as a consequence, and maybe your company will start cranking out more product in this country. Appreciate your time this morning giving us an overview of where that part of the industry stands anyway. David Posner, the CEO of Nutritional High, Canadian-based company dealing with marijuana cookies and things like that, but not yet selling the stuff in Canada. David, thanks for your time. I got to move on. We'll get to Lou, a look at business. I'll flesh this one out a little more fully, then Cam's going to join us next hour. Just the Supreme Court of Canada's ruling is obviously outrageous to some, like the Health Minister, Ronna Ambrose. Did they get it right or wrong yesterday? We'll get to that in detail momentarily. Lou up next, the Talk Radio AM 640.